Academic Aesthetic for Tuesday, April 8th, 2008. I'm Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, and we're looking for a few good podcasters. That's right. I'm looking for a few people who happen to know a thing or two about podcasting and are willing to share. Those of you who may be following me on Pounce and or Twitter know that at the end of the month, I'll be presenting at MICA, which is Maryland's annual technology and education conference. They have it in Baltimore's Convention Center. A good time is had by all. Last year, the keynote speakers were David Warlick and Hal Davidson. And this year, one of the keynote speakers is Kathy Schrock. So, you know, these are big names that attend this conference, and I'm one of the presenters. I won't have as big an audience. But, you know what? For me, that's fine. This year, I'm presenting on podcasting tips and tricks. And, well, yeah, it's sort of going to go through the step-by-step process of creating a podcast, but I want to focus more on little tips, things that people have found when recording podcasts, and advice to pass on. Now, not every bit of advice is good for everyone. There are some great bits of advice that you can use for if you're using multiple microphones. I personally don't, so that advice wouldn't help me too much. But other people do use multiple microphones. Other people do stuff like that. So they've found things out the hard way or the easy way that I haven't, and they can help me make my presentation better. If you would like to help, all you got to do is go to edupodcasting101.wikispaces.com. As many of you already know, when I do a presentation, I don't give a handout bigger than a business card. And the main thing the business card has on it are a few shameless plugs and a website where they can get the actual handout. I save a lot of trees that way, and you know what? I'm happier for it. It costs me a lot less money, and what can I say? I like designing business cards. This means that my handout is going to be constantly changing, I hope, up until the point I present and perhaps even afterwards. I had a really good experience doing this 3 years ago. Was it 2 years ago? 2 years ago, when I gave a presentation at MICA on blogging. I created a wiki, using Wikispaces again, and I just roughed it out basically and said, okay, here, World Wide Web, give me some more stuff. What did I miss? And people from all over the world came in and edited it. A good number of them from the Discovery Educator Network, but people who had never even heard of the Discovery Educator Network were helping as well. And I love the fact that the majority of the stuff on that actually is no longer written by me. The stuff that I put on there, a lot of it has disappeared over the 2 years since I wrote it. I'm not complaining. I love the fact that it's grown bigger than me. I'd love to see this wiki do the same. I'm not saying it's going to. That'll depend on who thinks it's a worthwhile resource and who decides to edit it and who decides to make it better. And you know what? If you don't think of yourself as an expert on podcasting, but you'd still like to help out and you know a few good resources, well, I have a page on the wiki there for where to go if you want more information. So you could just take that site and throw it in there. And, well, I'd much appreciate it. Well, that's my show for today. Just a short shameless plug and promotion of my own projects. If you have any questions, comments, or criticisms, please feel free to email me at theartguy@gmail.com, or better yet, go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment in the show notes. Until next time, this is Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, saying stay subscribed, fare thee well, and I have how much in Texas? No, seriously. How much?